Paranormal Truth and Reality with host Chris Houston. A show for those with a passion for the paranormal. And now, welcome to the show.
Welcome to Paranormal Truth and Reality. I'm your host, Christopher Houston, and we're here with Domizio Cipriani. Domizio is author of The Templar Order, A Templar's Path, The Path Towards the Wisdom, and a book about the beliefs and the looks at the Templar Order, put together by himself and the co-founder of the Orders of the Knight Templar of Jerusalem. Welcome, Domizio. I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you very much. Welcome to everybody.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and the Templar Order and your book.
Okay. I am Italian. I was born in the 14th July, 69. I went to live in Monaco in 1996. After the first minister of Monaco proposed me to restart the order, that's the historical order that before me was managed from the Prince Rayet. Now I am the president, a co-founder. We assist the children. We help the children because we operate like an international NGO or international association for humanitarian helping. And which other? I wrote four books. My first book is Templar Order that you present us. All the royalty will be donated for help the children with Ahmad Mondial. That's the activity, the association of Princess Caroline of Monaco.
Interesting. So you've had an incredible journey. Obviously, you've spent a lot of time and a lot of research and a lot of work into writing the book and discussing the order and going through all of the processes. So I'm really kind of curious on hearing some of that history, the links that most people here in America don't understand or don't know about with the Templar Order and, of course, what you do now, as well as the individuals and the whole process of it. So feel free to share any of what you think is very important that most people don't understand.
Okay, of course. The Templar Order is the old order about the spiritual knowledge that was transmitted us by, of course, by Jesus Christ and the Christianity. Now is philosophical, spiritual, applicated way. So is the a personal job, a personal study that make to discover the gnosis, the knowledge of about the alchemy, about the real spirituality for discover the divine inside us, the light divine inside us, is the spirituality mixed between spirituality Christian and spirituality that's arrived from Asia, like Jesus that was growth, was the teacher of Jesus Christ was from Lama, from Tibet, from India, before he became king of Jerusalem, of course. And now the order is present in 70 countries in the world. We help the different church, because the order is ecumenical, Christian ecumenical, and is for the peace between the fraternity and the peace between men and people. We have also recognized that from United Nations ECOSOC. What else? We have established a collaboration for the restoration of the UNAZ farm for develop the agriculture activity in the same time. What else?
So you've actually spent a long process of going through justification and really being recognized from the differences of the mythological order, so to speak, and what it's truly about, the true history, the true backing, where you begun, and how you've dug into your roots today and developed kind of a relationship and a religion to show that it's not as unusually bad as people think, I guess you could say. You know, I mean, there's a lot of suspicions that run around with the Templar Order when you just watch media and you see bits and pieces of what people share if you don't do a lot of research. And I think that's an amazing thing.
Thank you. Today, the Templar Order is an aristocratic order, like in the past. We have inside a lot people from aristocracy, from the professional, from military also, because in North Europe, U.S., the majority is they are military from degree from colonel to general. Together we meet in different country, because every country has a grand prior like me, and the different commander for the local for manage the local group. For study, for make humanitary action, and for also enjoy the life together, spend the life is like a Rotary Club or a Lions Club. The meeting for share the knowledge, and for spend few time together. Is open to every people that's interested to follow to share our knowledge. Of course, we realized that some book like me, we realized that we make also the conference. We is a group for explain to the majority of the people is a group like Lions Club, but we study the gnosis, the alchemy, the some esoteric knowledge arguments.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what most Americans relate to the Templar Order, which is the Holy Grail, where it stands in your belief system and what it's about, as well as some of the historic content that I'm sure you cover in your book, to kind of give the United States an aspect of some of the revelations, I guess, that you've brought up and that you've brought back to light.
Well, the top of the order is an age from the Priory of Sion. That is a Gregora. That is for develop the. I said already before, is for develop the divine part that we have. Every one of us has inside us. Now, for explain to the majority of the people, we work in progress for realize the one screenplay about the Priory of Sion today. Is the follow was the suite of Da Vinci Code. That's a work in progress with a Knight brother from LA. That is a producer, film producer, is Maurizio Bizzarri. Is also for explain to the all the people what's happened since 13, 14, when the order was suspended from the Pope, and till today, so, for pass through the Knights of Christ of Portugal, pass through the Framasonry with the Mason that's built the cathedral, arrived from the till today, like a form of think, is I don't know in English. I don't know if egregora is in English correct. Egregora is like when the people are in the church, that's make a prayer, and all together realized one common thing,
okay,
positive thing. The is for the group of Priory of Sion is the group that make meditation and make the prayer by all the psalm. For for the ask to divine the peace for all the people and all the different race, the different and a little difficult to explain in English because my English is not perfect.
You're doing fine. You're doing absolutely fine. I will ask you a little bit of a personal note because I have a paranormal show here on radio, and I do a lot of documentaries from the American version of the paranormal. How familiar are you with the paranormal shows and the way the paranormal works in the United States? Have you paid attention
to the
shows or anything that we do here?
Yes, because the paranormal is maybe because the mainstream don't give explanation about paranormal. But for us, that's we study, we develop a lot of things. For us, it's not exactly the meaning paranormal, but could be don't know from the majority of the people, because the mainstream every day spend the time to speak about the same history, the same problem, the same share the scaring. Uh-huh. It's not good. We would like a lot to share the one message of peace, not of course not spirituality, like the to be in charge, but everyone during the day can be 2 minutes of meditation. And when the frequency of the mind become from alpha to gamma, is necessary only two minutes if you have the brain the brain that you make frequently. You arrived in one status of silence, the quiet. That's very, very well situation with your body, with your mind. You don't follow the stress that everyone can absorb every day. the frequency stressed, that's mainstream, also by the music, by the frequency about mobile phone. That's go to generate disturb in the normal frequency of our mind. That's is for that. That's the paranormal. Maybe is for us is not exactly paranormal, but is necessary to discover, to study, and to involve in this. Research or this to discover more. Okay.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me. Of course, I take the scientific end of the paranormal as opposed to a lot of what you see on streamlined media today. So I'm always looking for the proper answers as opposed to just assuming everything is a scary, evil thing in the dark. And a lot of that has to do with energy, the way you present yourself, how positive and negative result, and so forth. So I can certainly understand what you're saying because a lot of it does revolve in kind of having an inner peace in yourself more than anything else. You have to be comfortable with your surroundings. You have to understand sometimes that you're in control and you're able to back down and you're able to control those emotions, those feelings, everything around you, and take a more positive light on life. Or the more negative things tend to come out, and media has a real bad habit of just showing the negative approach.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Listeners, this is something that you should pay close attention to because this is coming from another country. And the United States is very important to understand the views across the world. A lot of times we don't take the time to understand, to listen, to look, to read. And that's our own fault here in the United States of America because there are some very amazing cultures all across the world that are misunderstood. And the reason they're misunderstood is because we don't take the time to understand and to open our hearts a little bit and take a little bit of time to step back. And that happens all over the world. That's not just here. But this is one prime example of how we can all relate to specific areas. So I certainly appreciate the time involved with Dominic taking the time. Dominizio, I apologize. I'm lousy with pronunciation. So if I mispronounce your name, I totally apologize up front. it's a life lesson for people to understand. That's why I was very appreciative of you coming in. A little bit of a brief pause early on so we can take a little bit more time to talk about some of the concepts and how he sees things, as well as some of the things he may want to discuss. You're listening to BBS Radio. BBS Radio is one of the largest digital radio shows, or stations rather, across America. I do encourage you, if you're going to do a podcast or a digital radio show, go with the best, go with BBS. A little bit of local news in the area. The state of Ohio recently in Mount Vernon, which you will have updates on my personal show here on Paranormal Truth and Reality, had a UFO sighting. Now, there is a little bit more details involved in that, so I don't want to get everybody excited. But after we sit down with the Mount Vernon Police Department, the chief, and a few of the people, I'm going to put together a little bit of information to give you some more details on what really happened. In additional news, keep in mind, Generation Truth will be at the Ohio State Reformatory doing an investigation with some very exciting people. We've got some personal investigators and some local people coming in for the event. I do encourage you to stay tuned for a few of the live casts, which will be limited. And keep in mind that some of this information will be in the documentary, so you can get some personal information on how people truly look at these sites, the history involved, and a little bit more detail past what you see on media and television. You're listening to Paranormal Truth and Reality. We have a wonderful guest on. I'm going to go into a little bit of just allowing you to discuss what you're comfortable with. Demizio, and what you really want to get by to the radio show today so that we can kind of just get into some in-depth order. Usually, this is kind of an open forum as opposed to most talk shows, so it's really all about the guest. So feel free to discuss, whatever you want to discuss. Are you still with us?
Sorry?
There we go. Let's talk a little bit about let's get into your history. I know we talked a little bit about where you were raised. I know you've done a lot of different things in your life before you came to the order. Looking through your actual bio, it looks like you've worked in many, many things, actually, from real estate development. You were a semi-professional sportsman. Looks like you worked in motorcycle and rally for a little while. So let's talk a little bit about yourself so that people can get comfortable with you, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. In effect, I make a lot of things during my life. I am now an international consultant in Monaco in financial assistance advisory. I am a real estate developer in Italy. One day I discovered one thing that I had a lot material thing. I had good life, good money, good car, good friends. But I asked to myself also, but all the pleasure finish here, or maybe we can found something else. In this situation, I discover in myself that's one that I arrived at one point that was in effect only the start, the beginning of the another metaphysic world. Then I started to study and to frequent to meet some people by the Templar Order, and we started to discuss the other thing that wasn't about the business or the same history of money. Sorry. From that time, we started to discover the real unity with the different universe that we have around us. Everyone has this opportunity, of course, but maybe nobody think about. I watch a lot book from American, from U.S. Authors. One that I love a lot is a professor, is a PhD, is Joe Dispenza. Joe Dispenza wrote about the expansion of conscience, awareness. In my opinion, is one of the best authors in the world, because he developed by the path of meditation. He developed how become creator of our futures, how become only one with the universe around us. It is very, very interesting to discover that we are connected. Every one of us is connected with the other universe, the mineral, the animal, the vegetal. And when you arrived in this level of not only the study, but the open mind, you can discover a lot think, because like wrote Gurdjieff, the old Sufi Arab Sufi writer, we have four pylon, I think that is in English. I speak. I hope that is correct. We have a roof of the temple. we have four pillars around. The first is to have, the second is to be, is the third is to make, and the last is to do. It's not usual for Occidental mentality to do something for the other. In the languages of Oriental people is the Dharma. The meaning is that when we give something to the other, also we go to obtain in back from the universe the helping or the other in the other form. But is very interesting to develop this mentality or this spiritual part that nobody think during the day, because everyone has the problem about family, about money, about mortgage, about car, about job. And maybe we lost the more interesting parts that of the life. Is for that that I brought with the other friends, of course, some book about that, because is the for us is the first step to communicate to the people, to communicate with the people our message or our experience. Of course, we thought also to use one movie, one film for like Da Vinci Code, that was the first very big message. And also we talked about our friend's producer to realize that also one video games for the young. Also for all the people, because in the video game maybe we can put inside some I don't know, some paths to follow during the play, for discover, for help to discover the other thing that usually we don't think about during the normal day. We also have one academy of study, esoteric study, spiritual study, that we organized every month, some conference or some meeting about also the spiritual parts or the meditation parts.
Meditation and getting back to less worry is always something. I think you're very correct in a lot of ways. Listeners, just so that you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza can be found online at drjoedispenza.com. He's got some very interesting and enlightening books and therapies and classes and so forth about how you can basically realize that, as D'Amizio is explaining, that everything in one way, shape, or form, including our reactions and how we evolve, is connected from space to time, the universe, the plants, everything around you in one way, shape, or form is connected. And how you react to that and what you do in life can do positive and negative things. And we get so wrapped up in the negative a lot of times that we don't realize what we can do with ourselves as a community and as people, if that makes sense. Does that make sense, D'Amizio?
I make some experience also in India with some of my master or some of my brother. That's one of them is a yogi. Yogi is a his name is Dave. He lived in Mauritius Island in Africa. He's a very strange person, very good person. I see him to make levitation because he is a very strong master of martial arts. He discovered the connection between the colors within with the chakras, with the notes musical. There is a strange connection that he make concentration after repeat one psalm of mantra, and after make one special song. He repeats the song is the connection with the air. I watch with my eyes, he levitates. So for explain to the person that's paranormal, maybe is not no is we don't have enough knowledge about the last chakra of our personal power, because we have a 12 chakra. Usually is already difficult to awareness, no awakeness, the first six for the with the repetition of regular normal meditation form like Kundalini or yoga is more simple to explain. We arrive to open the sixth chakra and the connected with the third eyes, with the divine part, with the universe. But after start the nice job to arrive to wake up the eighth chakra, 9, 10, 11, and 12. For example, I studied about Padre Pio. Padre Pio was the priest of South Italy. That's make the bilocation. He appear in two different parts in the same time. He developed the 11th chakra. Also Gustavo Roll was a special person from Turin, Italian. He also predicted to the wife of President Kennedy that's she will have the his legs, no, she hand completely full of blood. 2 days after, the President Kennedy was killed. In my opinion, what I have discovered is not paranormal, but is like Joe Dispenza explained, is to wake up, to develop, to absorb the new knowledge. Knowledge that usually we don't think about. Every one of each, sorry, every one of us has this possibility, but it's necessary to work, start to work in group. And after everyone go to develop his part, because of course every one of us is a different not possibility, different special parts, maybe more developed. That's another one. And my suggestion is that also we have a lot of ceremony for when the people want to become Knight Templar. And the ritual said awake, proud knights. The meaning is okay, now you start one new life. You start the one spiritual life, is like become resurrection in this life. We don't have need to die for discover a new life, but we take the consciousness that you can develop another way in this life. I know that is very difficult to explain to the majority of the people, but is a parallel world, but is around us. For example, maybe a lot of people don't think about the empty, because in the martial arts also you use also a lot the think about the empty inside you for stay like a warrior. You stay present like a warrior. Maybe the majority of people don't think about the real meaning of the word empty. The universe is empty. Maybe is the universe is full. We are inside this materia that has a different temperature that we can maybe we can't watch with the sea, with the ice, but we have a lot of things around us, a lot of energy, a lot of frequency. The particularity of the monk that live in Himalaya, or the monk, the Tibetan, is that also today he has the connection with the frequency. It is for that with our some high level rituals, we can also we can help to people with tumor, with a lot problem of health, to the garrison. I don't know in English to wealth, to take back the good health, because the health is only a physical body dysfunction, is what Joe Dispenza explained very well. Is also about Kevin A. of Hormuz explained very well. Is also our friends Knights, that is a professor in Harvard, Costantino Mazzanobile, use every day with the monoatomic gold. That is a gold. I lose the explaining. But in any case, if the people go to internet to search about Hormuz, he has a lot think to discover that this produce or this path, because for example they discover that if one dog lose the coda, also with the monatomic gold to drink the monatomic gold, they come back in the beginning situation. Also, for example, for the one orange, if you go to the tree, the gold, the monatomic gold with the water, the tree has three more bigger size. We have a lot to think to discover also for life better. For I think that if the people from US start to read about Joe Dispenza lesson, I think that is the first start, the first step for understand a lot think maybe maybe today remarked like paranormal. Also, of course, we have also study about extraterrestrial life, extraterrestrial Anunnaki power. I think that's is true, but it's necessary to study a lot in this sector, in this meaning, and also speak with some scientific researcher, historical like people that study the Bible. But my opinion for the all the people is don't stop to research. If you have a study about paranormal, study about because the truth will give the freedom. This is the little phrase. The truth will give the freedom. Thank you.
Well, it makes I think a lot of listeners, I know you're worried about not translating, but I think a lot of listeners are going to pick up on it very, very quickly. If you really put your mind to it and you think about it, a lot of our health issues, a lot of our personal issues, a lot of our stress as human beings, a lot of that revolves around the fact that we don't take the time to spend a little bit more insight into doing the research and doing the time and realizing the connections. And once you get past that, I've seen some phenomenal things from Buddhism all the way to other types of religions and beliefs, some phenomenal things from people that they can do amazing things. They're healthier, they're happier. They've really came to an inner peace in a lot of cases. It's beyond the normal concept that most of us take the time to think about, and goes to the reality that people a long time ago, I think, had, but as you'd mentioned earlier, throughout time and throughout money and throughout technology and throughout living, we kind of forgot.
Yes, I am agree with you.
Well, it's definitely a very interesting conversation so far. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You had something that you wanted to say?
No, for me is enough, because after the people also maybe lose the meaning that I want to say, that because for me in English is a little difficult. But it's a very pleasure to have meet you and discuss about that. I hope that we have the possibility also to make another time.
Yeah, absolutely. I will shoot you over on Facebook some of the personal information as well, my email and so forth, and you can feel free to keep in touch and discuss. And you're always welcome to come back on the show and discuss the philosophies and the beliefs. I mean, I'm very open, as most of my listeners know. I've spent 23 years now just studying different cultures, different religions, different versions. From a personal standpoint, I had a situation happen a very, very long time ago that opened my eyes to the possibilities of the paranormal. And then from that point, I went on a quest of just learning. I read everything. I listen to everything. I take it all in, and it fascinates me how incisive most cultures and most beliefs are if you take the time to do that. And some of them are way off base, some of them aren't, but each one of them you can take something very important from and develop to a realization that life has more meaning than your average everyday job that we get caught up in and your average everyday stress you get caught up in. I tend to see things more positively than most people, which helps, and that's been something I've had to train myself in. But It's been a very, very enjoyable conversation so far. Well, let's talk about, so that the listeners know, where they can find you, where they can find more information if they choose to. I'm sure you probably have a few social media settings as well as places that they can look online and so forth, so that if they're really interested in getting more information, they'll be able to do that.
Okay, thank you. The first thing I think now is also to read about a book of Professor John Mack. John Mack is a professor, I think, from MIT of Boston. He has Italian assistants that spend 17 years about the study, scientific study about UFO. Is very, very interesting, like Dispenza. Well, okay, about me, you can find all my information in the social media, of course. I use a lot Facebook. That's I have the profile, personal profile, Domizio Cipriani. You can Google my name and you have all the explanation also about my books that are available in Amazon. And also, if somebody wants to follow our activities or maybe come to visit us in Monaco, that's everybody is welcome, of course. We can follow us in Facebook page Ordre du Temple Monaco. That is the page Facebook of our academy, or Templar Order World Organization. I say that thank you very much to you and to all the people that follow us. I wish the best to everybody. Also, always in the through the life, the light. Sorry, the light.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time and spending the efforts discussing a little bit more in depth detail into what I think a lot of listeners aren't aware of. It's been a very enlightening experience for me, and I'm sure a lot of people that are listening tonight, it's been very enlightening. We'll definitely have you back on whenever you decide to come back on. Feel free to contact my assistant and we'll schedule a time. We're usually about 2 or 3 months out, but it's been an interesting conversation and I'd love to carry it on incredibly further. Listeners, next week we will be having a very interesting medium and intuitive, as well as somebody that's been into the paranormal here for quite a number of years. Rebecca Schmuck will be on the show. She's a personal friend of mine and a very delightful lady. She's at many, many conferences worldwide. I do encourage you to look into it. We've been talking to Domizio Cipriani, which has been doing some very enlightening things about the Templar Order, where they are today, their personal belief systems, and how you can find them. I will secure the links on Facebook so that you can actually find his Facebook page and the information and the availability if you want to do a little bit more research and follow their order, what they do, and how they really interact, as opposed to a lot of the myth that comes along with many, many things, so that you can see the reality of what's been going on. You've been listening to BBS Radio. BBS Radio is the largest radio station, digital radio station, I should add, here in the United States of America. Again, if you're planning on going with the best, I do encourage you, go with Donald. He and his brother are very wonderful at their job. BBS Radio is a great station to be on. A little bit further on updates, WCGT, a local digital radio station and radio station that will be broadcasting through AM stations, will be on the air in September. Now, BBS, obviously, will be keeping Paranormal Truth and Reality and myself here. I'm just an investor in WCGT. I'll probably re-air some of my past episodes from time to time there in filler slots like I do with all the other radio stations and AM stations here in the state of Ohio. But if you are in Ohio or if you're looking for a station in Ohio to start with, before you advance to a wonderful station like BBS, feel free to look them up. The website should be launching in late September. You've been listening to Paranormal Truth and Reality. We've got some very interesting things out tonight. We're going to jump off of the air with the same statements that I state every single weekend, and that is, as you're learning, whether it be here in the United States or whether it be overseas in Italy or any other culture, in the paranormal and in life, important to remember, truth should always be the reality that you seek. Peace in your life, creating a balance, understanding the differences, and taking time to step back, do the research, and study on your personal journey is a very, very important part of that. So listeners, I want you to take that more than anything else in. Take a look at D'Amizio's information and many other informations out there, and study a path that's going to work for you rather than spend time in life worrying about everything that is out of your control because of that worry. All of that stress involved, all of the other things that once you get past that, you realize it's not really as important as coming in touch with your inner self and understanding everything around you, because it's a very important lesson to understand. We will let you off here. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show. I do thank you once again, D'Amizio, for coming on. Everybody, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.